Welcome to The Birds and the Bees and the Bills, where we will be talking about how and why millennials face so much scrutiny on all aspects of their lives. Today I have here with me Leo Alcala, who is a Glendale Community College student. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So according to older generations, it's our own fault as millennials for getting the wrong degree, spending more money than we make, or prioritizing the wrong things. Many of us have heard of the statistics about how more millennials are living with their parents still, they're delaying marriage and house buying, or they're just taking too long to start a family, which is all delayed longer than any previous generation has. So today I want to talk about these things and see if maybe millennials are to blame themselves or if society might just be a little too harsh on them. So just for starters, what do you think defines a millennial?
Is someone between under 25 or under 30?
You fall into the millennial category, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard any crazy stereotypes of your generation?
I heard one. I was working and I was doing a training class, and out of all the people there, there was one guy who was like in his 50s. He said millennials want everything to be handed to them. They don't work hard for their money or their position, that they just want it given to them, opposed to his generation where they work to get everything they get. And that was the only stereotype I heard of millennials at the time before I actually read more into it.
Did you get a chance to maybe ask him why do you say that, or why do you think that, or why do you think he said that?
I guess you can say, you know what? I personally think when he said that, he probably referred more to the privileged kids that are able to afford more and ask for more. And with the whole generation of, just everything being on social media, and you have these people getting rich off of that, off easy stuff. That's probably why he said it, because back then they didn't have that resource. So for them, they really had to work hard, doing labor intensive jobs to get where they're at right now, where nowadays kids are just doing this off the internet, feeding off, you can say probably their parents' money, and then that's how they get rich. So that's how I see his reason for it.
It's crazy that you say that, because every guest that I had, somehow, in some way, social media comes up. And I think it's because our generation, like you said, they can get rich off of Instagram, off of social media and all that. So older generations kind of see it as well, you're just always on your phone. Older generations, my grandparents, they're always why are you always on your phone? And I'm well, you could do everything on your phone. You could do homework. You could even work off of your phone. So do you feel like that's kind of where the stereotypes start? Everything's electronic now. I had to go to the library and do my homework there, but you guys can do it literally at your fingertips.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Childish Gambino said it, that it's a celly, this is a tool. And every day, without your phone, you leave your house without your phone, you feel naked, you feel helpless. You can't survive today, is what everyone feels. You have social media, everyone records everything, anything that happens. Got a calculator on there, got the internet, they got the internet at your hands. So yeah, 100%, we rely on our phones a lot. But it's just the way it goes now. We got to move forward. We're not going to be sending messages on birds and pigeon legs. We're going to be using our phones.
It's crazy that older generations that you've heard say oh, you guys have it so easy. Well, millennials are the number one generation that's super stressed. According to psychologists, millennials experience more stress and are less able to manage it than other generation before them. What do you think makes millennials so stressed?
Well, especially if you're going to school and you're accumulating a lot of debt, that's 100% sure. I mean, I've talked to uncles, older people who've gone to, great schools like UCLA, USC, and they say, they ask me, hey, why aren't you going to these schools? And I'm like, I didn't get accepted. It's way too much money. And their answer is yeah, you're right. Before, it was really easy, man. I used to work at a taco shop and still go to UCLA and get my four-year degree and paid off all my student loans. Nowadays, with the cost of living and the cost of everything else, inflation going up and pay raises, wages aren't going up, you're going to be more stressed when you got $100,000 debt on top of, the $10.50 an hour job that you're working to try to pay that.
when it comes to school and, like, the expenses and everything, if you don't mind me asking, how do your parents not necessarily pressure you, but what is their view on, like, you going to school or not going to school?
Well, both my parents didn't go to school, so for them, they told me I should go to school because it's an opportunity that they didn't have. I personally think school's not for everybody. If you want to go and you want to get a career in that, you know, in a certain, you know, field, then yeah, do what you got to do. But if you're not really into school, there's other ways of getting rich. And, like, it goes back to social media. There's other ways to make money. If you want to go ahead and do that, then do that. You can always go to school later on. You don't have to go to it now. But it's a new generation. Find a new way to succeed.
Yeah.
If you go to school right now, they're teaching you about, like, the 1920s and the 1800s. It's not relevant right now, you know.
So why do you think that, you know, the millennial generation is so, like, oh, my God, like, I have to go to school because my parents say I have to go to school? Like, what do you think kind of pressures you? You think it depends on, like, their parents, or you think it's just, like, a personal decision, like, kind of like, oh, I have to go to school to succeed?
It's always going to come to that, because if your parents are successful and they went to school, you're going to say, I have to go to school for myself to be successful. If your parents didn't go to school and they're not so successful, then you're going to have to say, I should go to school because my parents were successful, and if I want a better life, then, you know, that's the way to go. But at the same time, it all depends on what your situation is. You know, I have parents who didn't go to school who had a great career, and then something happened, bump in the road, and now they're struggling. But at the same time, I see 13-year-old kids on Instagram, on social media, flexing their money in their cars because all they're doing is just going on social media. And, you know, you can tell yourself, damn, you know, I can go to school right now and try to better myself the way my parents weren't able to. Or I can go on social media like this 13-year-old girl here, throw some money around, and, you know, still find a way to make a good income for now.
Yeah, so you think it's, like, the upbringing to that, like, influences it?
Yeah, I think times have changed.
So I know you have a sister who's, like, around the same age range as you. Do you feel like your parents expect, like, different things from you, like, as a man and her as a woman? Do you feel like it's different when it comes to, like, expectations?
No, it's the same thing. My sister and I have always been treated equally. We've always had the same expectations from our parents, our same goals. Not one child was better than the other. That's all I say. But, yeah, they treat us equally. My sister goes to school, and she's about to get her 4-year degree, and good for her. Like, she did it that way. That's her thing, and uh-huh. There's other people out there who do it differently. But we get treated the same.
Do you have any older or younger siblings?
I do have a older half-brother and then a younger half-sister and a younger brother as well.
What is your, if you don't mind me asking, what is your younger brother's age?
I think he just turned 13.
Okay, so he falls 12, under... 12. Well, he's just right under to, like, be considered the next generation, Generation Z. Mm-hmm. Do you see any significant differences between, like, let's say yourself and him, like, kind of, like, how he's being raised or, like, the way he makes his decisions? I mean, I know he's, like, really young, 12. He's pretty young, younger than you, right?
Yeah, he's 12 and I'm 24. So about 12-year difference right there. He definitely gets treated differently as far as, you know, the way he's raised. As far as punishment goes, gets his phone taken away, mm-hmm. his tablet taken away, and his Xbox taken away. I remember when I got punished back in the day, you know, they got chairs set you on the corner and say, don't move for like 2 hours. And I don't know how they can tell you move your head. And they're like, I told you not to move. You know, they locked me inside my room instead of letting me go outside. So totally different the way he's being raised. The kid's smart, and I can see the generation changing because these kids are working tablets and phones and all these electronics and just finding ways to get things done via their device. My mom had a computer when I was 13. I didn't know how to use it.
Like, yeah.
So that's.
And now you're probably teaching her how to use it, right?
Exactly.
If there's a question. Yeah, it's crazy how technology has, like, influenced, like, even I feel like everyone that has been on the show has brought up, like, social media influencers. So when you have, like, somebody young, like, let's say your brother, and maybe he has an Instagram and he, like, looks up to, like, other people, like, that's something I feel that the millennial generation didn't have, like, I mean, nowadays, probably, like, you know, like, millennials are probably, like, looking like everyone knows who the Kardashians are. But probably the younger generations, like, they see that as, like, oh, I can become that. So it influences kind of how they, I want to say, how they base their future. Like, oh, I could do this, I could do that. If this person can do this, I can do that. So when you look at the younger generation, is there anything that stands out from the way they kind of live their lives compared to how we do? Like, do you ever see someone young and you're like, oh, like, I could tell that they're young?
I don't think so. I think everyone's trying to be older now.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know, like, it goes back to social media. You have kids, 13, 12, 10-year-olds doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Smoking cigarettes, doing drugs. You know, who's that? Like, Lil Pump is, like, not even 18 and talks about Xanax and lean and all that stuff. And you're just like, damn, like, these kids are trying to be grown way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be a kid, man. Just be a kid.
So what do you think makes millennials different from other generations, either older or younger?
I mean, I think millennials are put in a tough situation. Because it's this generation where it's like everything's moving so fast. And we were taught, when we were growing up, we were still taught things that, you know, you would require when it comes to, you know, working this specific job. I mean, nowadays they don't teach cursive in school.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught cursive all from, like, first grade till, you know, middle school, as this is going to be something you're going to be doing in life. Learn cursive. And I remember I took two computer classes all throughout my years in school. Two computer classes. And they're like, all right, this is basic stuff you might need to learn. Just learn how to type a bunch of words fast on this keyboard. And it's not like that now, you know. So these kids that are growing up, they're being put in the right situation because they're learning the way the world is moving. Where I feel like millennials were learning where the world was at. And as we're growing up, the world's not at where we were learning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's way past that. And then millennials have to learn, okay, man, now I got to learn something real quick. Like, they programmed in your mind that this is how this is going to be. Learn this and you'll succeed in life. But as we were growing up, it's not going to be like this anymore. You put in a situation where, you know, you got to start from the beginning now. So that's how I feel it is. You know, this new generation coming up, they're being taught what the future is going to be. And so that's where they're going to succeed. And I feel millennials are put in a tough situation because we were taught what was working at the time and not what's moving forward.
So do you feel like that's kind of why millennials pack a lot of things on their plate? Like, oh, yeah, I have time for this and this and this. You think it's because they're trying to maybe catch up, like you said?
Exactly. I mean, I say that a lot. I mean, I have a few friends that are like, I have kids already, and they're still trying to go to school and still working two full-time jobs just to be able to afford the cost of living because, you know, they don't have experience to work a good job and get paid well because you have no experience because no one's giving you a shot.
Yeah.
So for them, like, with no experience, you gotta work a low income job, and then it's expensive to live out here in California. Really expensive. You can't find a one bedroom apartment under $1,500. There's no regular job out there that's gonna pay you enough to be able to afford that on top of whatever else you gotta pay. Because when you do apply for that job that you want that pays more money, you have no experience.
Yeah, like we were talking about how older generations, it's kind of easy for them to be like, oh, well, at your age, I had this. At your age, I had that. But why do you think they don't consider that, like, life is different now? Like, you know, like, back then, like, they would buy a house at like 20, 21. They would have kids like by 25. And now it's like kind of, I feel like it's more of like the older generations, like grandparents, for example. I had a guest who said that her grandma was like, oh, well, why aren't you having kids? But her mom was saying like, no, like don't have kids. So it kind of like skips a generation. But like, why do you think it's so easy for them to kind of judge?
Well, you also got to think, it was like 20 or 30 years ago, LA was like thriving. LA was a place to be. You know, businesses were booming. Everyone was opening a business. So our parents, you know, we're, what, 24? I'm 24. Like, before my parents had me, I'm pretty sure they worked jobs that were just getting started, companies that were just getting started, and they moved their way up with that. That's why for them, like, I feel it's so easy for them to say, why aren't you having kids? Why don't you have a house? Why don't you, you know, have two cars? I did at your age. I'm like, yeah, but at your age, you probably also worked at a up-and-coming company and then, you know, worked your way up that way, grew with the company. Us, those companies are already established. It's 20 years. Those companies are still going. Now it's our turn to try to join that company. All right, cool. I just need a regular worker now. I don't need anyone special. I already have everybody I have. Now that's where we're stuck working the same job our parents are working, but getting paid way less because we didn't grow with that company. So that's why it all goes back to social media. What's thriving right now is social media. You grow with social media. That's how all these Instagram stars are making their money now. But it's not the same way where our parents and the older generation had it.
So what, if you don't mind me asking, what is the... Is there any stereotypes that your parents have brought up to you? Like, do they ever mention anything like that? Like, oh, at your age, I did this. Like, why aren't you doing it? Are they hard on you on any specific thing that you think has to do with, like, the generation?
I don't think so. My parents are very good at not throwing stuff in my face when it comes to, like, you know, that's why I guess you can say I'm not an angry millennial. Because my parents never really pushed it on me to do. I mean, they gave you suggestions. They're going to give you suggestions that your parents are going to try to guide you in the direction that they feel is correct. But at the same time, you know, you just got to have a conversation with them, let them understand what you want to do and what you feel and how things have changed. And just, you know, just talk to them that way. And hopefully they understand. And that's how it was, you know. Like I told you, my sister goes to school and they support her 100% there. I go to school too, not as much as she does, but I also have other focuses in life and they support me 100% there as well. So it just depends on, I guess, how each parent treats their kids, but yeah.
It's crazy because I've had maybe like 7 guests already on my show and we're talking about all these stereotypes, how basically like society says that millennials are still living with their parents, millennials are doing all these things wrong. But yeah, every guest that I've had, it's like they don't feel pressured. Like they don't feel like they have to be held up to those standards. So who do you think might be like the reason, like what might be the reason that society is so harsh on millennials when it's not even the case in reality?
I think they just gotta mind their own business.
Society?
I mean, who cares if you're still living with your parents, you know? Who cares if they're still paying for certain bills or it doesn't matter? Like, why are you worried about what other people are doing? I still live with my parents. Do I want to move out? Yeah, eventually, yeah, I do. Right now, there's no need. Like I said, it's super expensive to live on my own, and I get a free meal at home, so I'm not tripping.
So when do you see that there's going to be kind of like an end to these stereotypes, or do you feel like it's going to continue like further on?
There'll be an end. I think, honestly, it's just people running LA this country right now. They're still part of the older generation. Once we get, you know, newer representatives in office, I think ideas are going to change. Because, you know, just like in sports, that's my way to go. You have a coach. Your coach is going to, you know, coach you based on their experiences, and you know they're gonna implement them until they're gone, and then the new coaches are gonna come in and, you know, do their thing. You know, you got the coach for the Rams right now. He's like one of the youngest coaches in the NFL, and he's you know, winning because he knows how to work this new system now. And you got older coaches like the coaches for the Packers. McCarthy just got fired because he can't coach this new style anymore. Eventually, it's going to change. It's going to change. We just need new representatives that are going to understand the millennial situation and the new generation's situation. And, you know, people's ideas are going to change. Yeah.
Do you think that once kind of millennials get it together, maybe like when they're finally like, you know, buying houses, getting married and having kids, do you think that maybe our generation or the older generation will focus on the new generation, which is Generation Z, I believe? Do you think they're going to maybe focus more on them and kind of leave the millennials alone?
I mean, there's always going to be somebody to blame, you can say. Because, I mean, I catch myself do it all the time with my little brother. You know, man, you get it so easy right now. Back when I was young, it's only a 12-year difference. So we're always going to blame the younger generation. I always feel like it because I catch myself doing it. I'm pretty sure I know other people that catch themselves doing it. And it's just, it's like the circle of life. It's going to keep on happening. Millennials are going to tell the newer generation, you had it easy, and we're going to say we had it hard. And they're going to tell the generation under them that they had it easy as well. So I think it's just going to keep on going.
Do you think they're going to feel kind of how we're feeling? Like, oh, like, I'm, like, why are these people being so hard on me? Like, they don't know, like, the struggle, like.
I don't think they'll be in that situation. Like I said, I feel like they're being taught what the future is going towards right now. You know, they have iPads in school, and all their kids have smartphones nowadays. So I feel like they are going to thrive and prosper a lot better than, you know, maybe we would. But they're still going to be like, man, why are you guys on our case so much? Like, you know, like, you guys are always telling us this, this, and this, because it's just going to keep saying, like, everyone's just going to keep knocking the generation under them.
So it's going to come full circle. Like, you think our generation's going to be like, oh, you guys have it easy. But what another guest had told me was saying, like, we're probably going to be more understanding because the older generations didn't really have an older generation being on them so hard. So since we have this older generation above us kind of stereotyping us and being so hard, like, so judging, the guest had told me, she was like, oh, well, we're not going to be as harsh on them because we understand. But at the end of the day, it's like we see that they have it way easier. But to them, it's like they don't have anything to compare to it. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's always going to be two sides of, you know, argument. Someone's going to say this, someone's going to say that. And just agree to disagree. Like I said, I'm pretty sure if you have a younger brother or younger sibling, you've caught yourself say, you know, man, if you were growing up in my childhood, you would understand. So
I
still feel like, and that's just going to keep going down. And if you catch yourself doing that, it's just going to trickle down, you know, once you're older and you got your life together and you see your kids get their life together at such a younger age, you're going to be like, man, you had it so easy, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just going to keep trickling down.
Well, yeah, it's like ridiculous, like ridiculous, like stereotypes, like at this point, like it's like, oh, millennials are so full of themselves, like they're narcissistic, they're this and that. But it's like society has like either one opinion or the other. Somebody's gonna say they're one thing and somebody else is gonna say they're the opposite. So if you were to kind of maybe tell somebody that's saying all these stereotypes something, what would you tell them?
Like, just like mind your own business, dude.
Yeah.
Just mind your own business, you know. There's nothing wrong with some advice. I'll tell you that. I'll sit down and I'll listen to somebody giving me advice. But just like, damn, dude, like, stop judging me. Like, let me live my life. You live your life. It's all cool.
And so it'll get better within time, right? I feel like the older we get.
I don't think it'll ever get better in time. I think we're just going to be put in the same situation. Because I'm pretty sure like my parents knocked on them, you know. I think it'll just stay the
same. So do you think it probably depends on the parents then, depending on like your parents, like if they listen to the stereotypes and they expect as much as society expects from you, then maybe it'll make a difference?
Maybe.
So is there anything that I didn't ask you that you maybe want to share?
No, I said a lot. If I had a Twitter, man, we'd be trending right now. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to The Birds and the Bees and the Bills. Thank you for being here with us, Leo Alcala. I'm Arlene Arrela, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com.